Did we let the rest of the committee know that?
As ready as I can be.
Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With that gavel, I have convened the subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means on Transportation and Economic Development. It is April the 24th.
No. It is not.
It is May the 22nd, 2017, and we are gathered today for the purpose of a work session on House Bill 5016, the Bureau of Labor and Industries. And Ms. Deister, would you start us off?
Certainly. Madam Chair, members, it's great to be back with you again. It's been a while. Before you today is the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation for the budget for the Bureau of Labor and Industries, House Bill 5016. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget of $28,072,956 total funds, 102 positions, and 100.88 FTE for the 2017-19 biennium. This recommendation comports with the co-chair's existing resources framework and the targeted reductions that went out that were detailed a couple of weeks ago. Basically, the bill eliminates two positions in the wage and hour division and one position in the civil rights division as necessary to achieve those reduction targets for the overall balanced budget for 2017-19. Civil rights field representative one position that will be eliminated in this recommendation has accompanying instructions to the agency to swap funding sources between this position, which is currently funded with federal funds, and another position in that same division that's funded with general fund, and that instruction will enable us to achieve the general fund savings. A field representative position associated with the wage and hour division's live entertainment telephone line is one of the wage and hour division positions that's targeted for elimination, and a compliance specialist two position in the wage and hour division. So with that, I can, if there aren't any immediate questions, I'd be happy to walk you through page by page, division by division, as quickly as I can and still be thorough.
Colleagues, any questions at this juncture? Ms. Deister, press forward.
Okay. So if you turn to the commissioner's office, first and foremost, you will see that the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is for $4,167,732 general fund, $3,494,105 other funds, $269,260 federal funds, 26 positions, and 25.38 FTE. There are no adjustments to current service level in this particular division in the LFO recommendation. For the Civil Rights Division, LFO is recommending $3,250,935 general fund, $1,461,564 other funds, $972,105 federal funds, 29 positions, and 28.50 FTE. And you will see that that includes package 801, which is the LFO adjustment package. So that package is the specified reduction to the budget that eliminates an existing civil rights field representative one position. This position was reflected in the Bureau's reduction options as submitted to the legislature. It reduces general fund by $139,781 from current service level, and one position, 1.00 FTE. This is that position, as I was explaining earlier, where they need to shift the funds between federal funds and general fund amongst two positions. So moving to the wage and hour division, the recommendation is for $2,882,466 general fund, $5,228,861 other funds, $1,281,732 non-limited other funds, and 31 positions, 31.50 FTE for the wage and hour division. There is a revenue shortfall package, 070, assumed in this division. Basically, that is a reduction of $87 other funds to align expenditures from the workers' compensation insurance to align workers' compensation insurance revenue with anticipated expenditures. So we needed to true that up by making an $87 adjustment there. Package 801 makes the reductions to the two positions I'd mentioned earlier. It eliminates a public service representative 3 position associated with the live entertainment hotline and also some wage and hour intake services. That reduction constitutes $112,165 in general fund savings. That hotline was established in the 2015 session, but is currently receiving only about 1 phone call per month. The LFO recommendation also eliminates a compliance specialist 2 position within the wage and hour division for a savings of $161,892 general fund. So the combined total for the package is $274,057. That's the combined reduction. 2 positions, 2.00 FTE. The apprenticeship and training division has a package 070 revenue shortfall position. Basically, we are recommending reducing other funds by $601,136 to, again, align program revenue with expenses. The reduction is the removal of inflation from expenditure limitation associated with a $2.1 million interagency contract with ODOT. This is a fixed contract, and therefore inflation automatically rolls up when you do the calculations in orbits. This way we're taking it out so that it is the expenditure limitation isn't artificially inflated associated with that. So with that, those would be the dollar recommendations associated with the LFO recommendation.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions of Ms. Dyster? Representative Meeke, are you okay?
No.
Cool, okay. Senator Hansel, we have just gone through the LFO presentation and recommendation, both at the high level and then down into the detail by program. So you have not missed any votes, and we are just getting teed up to start requesting motions.
Well, Co-Chair Johnson, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5016.
Colleagues, any questions, any discussions, any objections? So ordered.
Okay, so then let me move along to performance measures associated with this agency. We did make LFO is recommending a few changes here. And if you were to look at the key performance measures report, they are summarized at the bottom under LFO recommendations. We're recommending key performance measures and targets as presented in the report. The agency has exceeded targets in recent reporting years for timeliness related to the wage and hour division and related to civil rights division complaints. But despite the fact that they've done a really, really good job, and it might lend itself to increasing the targets, we're not recommending that you do that at this time because we're reducing positions there, and that is very likely to impact their ability to achieve the existing target. So the following targets, however, have been are recommended for adjustment in the LFO recommendation. Those are KPM number 8, apprenticeship participation, the percentage of new apprenticeship participants who are minorities. Currently, that target is 15%, and we're recommending 18.75% based on data from recent reporting years and recommendations from the State Apprenticeship Council. And for key performance measure number 9, administrative prosecution unit, the percentage of cases scheduled for hearing within 30 days of assignment, we're recommending that though target for that goes from 75% to 88% based on data from recent reporting years. As you can see, they have done an exceptional job there. And that is, that's it.
Okay, colleagues. Co-Chair Gomberg.
Co-Chair Johnson, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Any questions? Any discussions? Any objection? They are adopted. Ms. Deister.
Okay, so just to reiterate, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $13,247,138 general fund, $12,284,530 other funds, $1,281,732 other funds non-limited, $1,259,556 federal funds and 102 positions, 100.88 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment.
Co-Chair Gomberg.
I move adoption of the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5016.
Colleagues, any questions? Any discussions? Any objections?
Can I just ask a real quick
Senator Hanson.
Is this overall an increase in general fund dollars, decrease? Where are we with?
Madam Chair and Senator Hansel,
it's a bit of an increase.
It is an increase from the legislatively approved budget.
9 to 13.6. Okay.
However, it is a decrease from their current service level.
Okay.
Was that responsive? Okay. All right. So we have done the Dash 1 amendments. We have not adopted the Dash 1. We were entertaining questions.
Okay. 13.2 from 12.9.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, are you happy, Senator Hanson? Okay. Colleagues, any other questions? Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Final motion, Co-Chair Gomberg.
Co-Chair Johnson, I move House Bill 5016 as amended to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you have heard Representative Gomberg's motion. Any questions? Any discussion?
I'll be a no on this one.
Okay.
Same.
Okay, so now we'll get to the objections. Any objections? The record will note Representative Nierman and Representative Noble.
Okay.
All right. The motion is adopted. And we need carriers. So on that,
I got the last one.
You volunteer? Full and Senate?
Sure.
Monroe, full and Senate?
And we'll have Noble and Nierman co-carry on the House side.
And that sounds fine. Noble and Nierman on the House side.
I think it's his turn.
No, I'll go.
All right, Representative Meek on the House side.
Let's make sure he gets the pony this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will bring an extra copy, Representative.
I have something for the record, if I may.
Absolutely. Senator Hansel.
I just want to do a shout-out. I'm on the Workforce Committee, which handles a lot of bills, all the bills, I think, that are that Boley is particularly interested in or affects them and whatnot. And we've had some pretty interesting bills, certain amount of controversy and what, and we've been working them through. And I just want to do a shout out to Paloma Sparks because she has been engaged and has been very helpful in getting us to consensus. And I think we've got a lot better bills coming out of the Senate Workforce Committee because of your work, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Paloma. Colleagues, anything else for the good of the order, Ms. Deister?
I wish I had brought my bigger schedule so I knew when you all would be back with us, but I didn't bring it today, so please look for emails.
Though, right?
I think this remains fairly fluid, and so keep tuned to an email near you. Colleagues, anything else? Thank you for your comments, Senator Hansel. We are adjourned.